All right. Good to thankful for the opportunity tonight to preach, and trust that the Lord will use it in each heart that's here tonight. On my way to church tonight, I was traveling here, and I passed a couple parks, and out in the parks were about probably a total of 100 young people training to be the next NFL football players, you know, the pros, all of them out there. You know, I should have just gone out and got signatures, because all the kids out there, they're going to be pros one day, and they're going to be making in the millions. Just kidding. But there were like 100 kids out there, or maybe 50, and then past the high school, there's a bunch of kids out there preparing to be, you know, for their seasons of football and stuff. And as I was traveling here, the Lord had already showed me what the message I was going to preach, but it really began to think, wow, unsaved parents have a vision for their kids. And they have a vision for their kids to be one day a professional athlete maybe or something. And so they're spending money, they're sacrificing their money and their time to put them into things like this to prepare them for what they want them to do. And the message I'm going to preach tonight is just a challenge really to parents about aiming your children for the Lord's work. And it's not necessarily, doesn't seem like a Wednesday night message, but this is the opportunity I got, so I'm going to preach it. And but I trust it'll be a challenge to you tonight. Bob Jones Sr., at the beginning of one school year, walked into the preacher boys class. This was back maybe in the early 50s or sometime. Walked into the preacher boys class and looked at the preacher boys there and says, with a straight face, he says, "This is the sorriest bunch of preacher boys I've ever seen. It'll be a miracle if God ever does anything with them." And then he said, "But I've got good news for you guys. God's hard up these days, and he's willing to use whatever he can." And so the truth is, doesn't matter who you are as a young person, God has a plan for your life, and he's willing to use you. This summer I was able to go out to California and was in Los Angeles for the Los Angeles area for a little bit. And you know what? Being out in California, you get the message real quick that God can use, and he's looking for people to use. In the city of Los Angeles, I don't know how many millions of people there are 4 independent Baptist churches. Millions of people you could go and just plant churches all over the place and still not get anywhere near where it should be. But the truth is, God is looking for people who will serve him with their lives. And I believe it all begins with the parents, because there's so many young people in Christian realms. There are a lot of young people, but there's so many parents who have a different vision for their kids. "No, my kids, they're not going to go into the Lord's work." They look at their little boy and say, "You know what, young man? Someday I can't wait till you're a multimillionaire, or you have a good job and you have a great family and you can keep me satisfied. But you're not going to go tell the heathen about Jesus." There's a lot of Christian parents out there. They might not say that, but their vision tells their kids that. And as parents tonight, are you willing to let your kids serve the Lord with their life? So many times that's what it comes down to, because parents, they might not say that, but they'll say, "I really don't want my kids to do that. I want them to do this, or I want them to do that. I want them to make money. I want them to be famous. I don't know what it is." But not the Lord's work. That's extreme. That's far out there. Serving the Lord with their life, you know, not making a lot of money, maybe sacrificing things. But what is it? Why do you think God gave you kids? Why did he give you kids? Was it just for your satisfaction? I believe he had a great vision for each child that he gives to Christian parents. There's 3 types of Christian parents, and I think you could look throughout the Bible and see these types of parents. There's Christian parents who discourage their children from the Lord's work. There are Christian parents who are passive about what their children do. If they go into the Lord's work, sure, let them go. If they don't go into the Lord's work, no problem. Then the third type of parents are those who are active about their children serving the Lord. Which one are you tonight? Are you discouraging your kids and say, "No, I don't want you to go to the Lord's work. I want you to stay back here in America where it's safe and comfortable and to have a nice job"? Or are you a parent who's passive? If my child decides to go into Lord's work, great. If he doesn't, no problem. Or are you active and say, you know what, if God is gracious enough to let my kids to be in the ministry, that's where I want them. I want them telling the other people the same message that saved me out of bondage. I want my kids spreading that message around the world. What parent are you tonight? And for young people, what kind of parent will you be someday? There's an old adage that says you'll hit what you aim for. And if you aim at nothing, you'll hit at nothing. So it's all about where are you aiming. Are you aiming your kids for the Lord's work? We're going to just look at a couple things that I trust will be a challenge to parents tonight, to aiming your children for the Lord's work. There's no greater message, no greater job in the world than if your young people could be preachers and ministers of the gospel. So my first point tonight or question is, parents, do you have a vision for your children? Parents must have a vision for their children. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart. It has the idea. There's something they're training them for, shooting them out there for. And so what is it, parents, that you're shooting your kids for? Do you believe that your children are world changers? That they have a message that can change this world. That if they sell out to this message, they'll change the world. You think about it, there's not a lot of things out there that your children could do that could change the world. But there's something right here serving the Lord that they can be world changers if they sell out to. God has given you children for a specific reason. I think of the prophet Jeremiah. God said before he was even formed in the womb, he had a plan for him. And that plan was to go unto the nations and be a messenger of God. And I believe that is a message, or is the same for many Christian parents. I'm not saying that absolutely every young person that's raised in a Christian home is going into ministry. But if that person doesn't struggle and say, you know what, that's what I'm aiming for. And if God doesn't open the doors, then I'm going to have to do something else. But so many other parents and young people have it the other way. They say, I'm going to do this and God's going to have to shut all these other doors to get me into the ministry. Or to serve him, just to do what he wants you to do with your life. Your children are to fulfill the Great Commission. That's why God has given you the message that saved you, that you received and saved your life out of bondage. Don't you think there's countless others? How shall they hear without a preacher? You know, I feel bad someday for those parents who discourage their kids from the ministry. Think of all the blood that's going to be on their hands when one day they stand before God and they've told their young people, no, you're not going into the ministry. Don't even think about serving the Lord with your life. They give them other desires. They put other visions in front of them and say, follow this. Do this with your life. But just don't go into the ministry. They might never say that, but in their actions, they're telling their kids there's nothing more important than doing some other thing with your life. I heard of a preacher who, before his kids were born, he would pray that God would take any of his children away that wouldn't serve God or that would stray from God with their life. That pastor understood what his children were for. His children weren't there to one day become famous people in the business world or whatever. He said, my children are here to serve the Lord with their life. You know, parents, I want to remind you tonight that Satan has a vision for your children. He has a vision for your precious children. And he's trying to destroy them. He's trying to put in front of them and in front of you visions for your children that aren't of God. And they might not be bad things, but if Satan can keep a young person who's supposed to be serving God with their life away from serving God with their lives, he's accomplished a great deal. Satan has a vision for your children. Worldly parents, like I said, already have a vision for their children. They're willing to sacrifice. They're willing to put their kids into special camps, special things like that, to put their children in the vision that they want them to go. But yet, we as Christian parents sometimes we're stingy. We say, you know what, I'm not going to sacrifice to get my kid to do that or to go to that place, because maybe you're forgetting the great message or call that God has on their life. So Satan has a vision. Worldly parents have a vision. It's time that we as Christians get a vision for our children. Being neutral or passive is not aiming them for the Lord's work. If you're just passive or neutral, I don't care. You know what? It's very unlikely that your children will get a passion for the ministry. If you're just neutral and don't really care about the things of God, yeah, we're faithful to church, but your children will never get a drive for the ministry or to serve the Lord with their life if they don't see their parents a drive to do what they can for the Lord's work. Thinking of John the Baptist, I'm going to get into some scripture here in a little bit, but John the Baptist was the greatest amongst women. But God says your children can be greater than him if they serve the Lord, if they get into the do, if they follow their potential. It says that in Matthew chapter 11, verse 11. Your kids are already the Lord's, so who owns your kids? Are you owning your kids, or does God really own them? He's ultimately the one who owns them. He gave them to you. So are you acting like you own them, is my question. The story here in Luke chapter 1 of John the Baptist is an absolutely tremendous story of and an example of parents who had a vision for their children. You can turn there to Luke chapter 1. And we're going to look at a few verses here. Luke chapter 1. And this, I believe, is when a parent understands why they have children, or they have in their mind a vision for their kids to serve the Lord or to aim for the Lord's work. Parents, when the parents have that burden in their heart, then this next point is going to happen. I believe when parents have that vision or have a desire for their kids, then God's going to give them a vision for their kids. And you know what? The vision for your children, parents, comes in a certain atmosphere. Zacharias, who's the dad of John the Baptist, was busy serving the Lord when he gave him a vision for John the Baptist. Look at verse 8 and 9. Luke chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. And it came to pass, get this, that while he executed the priest's office before God, in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. Zacharias, and we'll see here later in a few more verses what happened, but it was God gave him a vision for his son. And here he was. Where was he when he got that vision? He was busy serving the Lord. And you know what? That goes to say, parents, if you want your children to get a vision, or you want to get a vision for your children to serve the Lord, you have to be busy serving the Lord. If the things of the church and the serving the Lord are just you're carefree about them, you're not really making sacrifices or not willing to do anything, you know what? Don't expect to get a vision for your kids, or for your kids to get a vision for their lives of serving the Lord. You have to be busy serving the Lord. Look at this, verse 10 and 11 as well. Zacharias was in a prayer meeting when he received that vision. Verse 10, and the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense, and there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. So Zacharias was busy serving the Lord and was in a prayer meeting. And that just is saying, parents, if you expect to get a vision for your kids and a passion for them to follow the Lord into ministry, then you have to be busy serving the Lord and be in the places where the Spirit of God is moving. You know, that's why Wednesday night prayer meeting is such an important place to have your kids here. Because they're in an atmosphere where God can work. And putting your children in a place where there's an atmosphere that God can work. The house of God is a place where this atmosphere is. In the house of God, the parents and children will see that the world's way doesn't profit. That's what it says in Psalms. David was looking at the wicked and he said, look at how they prosper. Look at how it just seems that they're just, you know, God's with them and blessing them. And then he came into an atmosphere where God was. And he came into God's house. And he heard the truth. And he began to realize, you know what? They might be profiting right now. But for all eternity, it's not going to profit them one bit. And you know what? Putting your children in a place where an atmosphere where God is working, where God can work, and they can hear His voice is absolutely crucial if your kids or yourself are going to get a vision for your kids. I think of just a personal testimony. It was a Monday night of revival meetings when I was called to preach. And I look back at that and say, you know what? I'm thankful that I was in church Monday night, where I was in an atmosphere where God's Spirit was moving. And that's why it's so crucial, parents, that you put your kids in places where the Spirit of God is likely to move. And they're going to hear His voice. And it might be a difficult thing to get here on Monday night of a revival meetings, or Wednesday night, every single week. But you know what you're doing? You're sacrificing and you're putting your kids in a place where the Spirit of God can move and they can hear and get a vision for what God wants them to do with their life. Put your children where the Holy Spirit can move and they can hear His call. I think of Evan Roberts, the great preacher in Wales in the Welsh Revival. You know what? As a young boy, he said, he was a Wednesday night, I think. And he was at church, and all the other teens were down at the soccer field playing soccer. And all the old people of the church were saying, "Evan, why are you down here? Why are you down playing soccer with the kids?" And he said, "Because if the Spirit of God moves tonight, I want to be here." And you know what? It's not a surprising thing that God used him as a preacher to see the land of Wales touched by the Spirit of God. Is your home the place where the Holy Spirit can speak to your kids? The family altar. Just walking around the house. Is the home an atmosphere where the Spirit of God can move and your children can get a burden for the Lord's work? There's much more that could be said and many more points of application that could be said, but I trust that's a challenge to us parents tonight. Do you have a vision for your children, and are you putting your children in a place, in an atmosphere, where they or you as parents can get a vision for them? You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if a dad makes it a sacrifice to be out here on Saturday mornings or Saturday nights for men's prayer. He's likely, because he's in a place where the Spirit of God is working, he's likely to get a vision for his children because he's in a place where God is moving. So we've seen, first of all, the parents need to have a vision for their children. Secondly, and lastly, the last thing we're going to look at tonight, parents need to do whatever it takes to keep that vision or to see that vision accomplished. If you have a vision, maybe there's a parent tonight and you have a vision for your kid and you have a desire for them to maybe to serve the Lord, to do something for the Lord. I encourage you tonight, keep that vision in front of them. Don't let Satan rob you of that vision or their children. A family who tries, there's so many ways that Satan is trying to rob young people and rob parents of their vision. And you as parents need to understand that Satan is trying to rob your children of a vision. Let's say your child comes home one day and says, "You know what, Dad? I think I was called to preach. I think God called me to preach." You know what? Satan's going to try to rob that vision out of that young boy. And it's parents' responsibilities to make sure that Satan doesn't steal that out of them. Because parents, you can allow so many things into your home. You can let your children get involved in so many things that will soon rob their hearts. You know, this is just me, but personally, I love sports and I love athletics and I just love it. And most people here would know that. But I know that if, as a young person, one of the things that would have stolen my heart was if I would have been involved in like Little League sports. Now, I'm not saying that's necessarily wrong, but I know that it would have robbed my heart from what God wanted me to do. And as soon as parents, if your kids are, as soon as you sense that something is robbing their heart, and giving them a priority in their heart other than the things of God. You need to take that thing out of their life. Whatever it is, it could be a multitude of things. I'm not going to stand up here and say all the things that could rob them. But you know as parents, things that are important to your kids. And ask yourself, is that thing leading them into the Lord's work? Or is it stealing their heart? And if it's stealing their heart, you better take it out. Take it away from them. Pull it back. So that they keep in front of them that vision for the Lord's work. If you don't prioritize the Lord's work, your kid's heart will be stolen by other desires. Keep the vision before your children. Zacharias kept the vision before John the Baptist. Look at Luke chapter 1, verse 76 through 80. Luke 1, verse 76. The Bible, this is Zacharias talking to his son. He said, "Thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the deserts till the day of his showing unto Israel. There, Zacharias was keeping before his son all that God wanted him to do with his life. That he was going to be a light. And that he was going to be a preparer of the way. And that's what Christian parents who have young people that they want to serve the Lord with their life, they've got to be doing. They've got to say, "You know what, son? God called you to preach there, didn't he? You need to keep that in front of him. Don't let other things steal his heart. And guard your children's vision." As I've been mentioning, nurture that vision and encourage them. If your son comes home and tells you that he's called to preach, don't get all mumpy, grumbly and say, "Oh, here we go. I got a young person that wants to go into the ministry and I'm going to have to pay for college and I'm going to have to pay whatever." You should be encouraging him. The greatest opportunity lies before him. And you as parents have a tremendous responsibility to keep before him that vision that God has given him. There's so many ways that Satan is trying to rob young people of God's perfect will. For some it's the ministry, some it's the Lord's work. And he's putting things in front of them. And many times he's using parents who don't get a hold of that vision. They don't get in a place where God's Spirit is moving. And they begin to get a worldly vision for their kids. They get it from their coworkers, and their coworkers, all their sons are and daughters are doing this and that, and they're involved in this and that. And so they start getting a vision like that for their young people. Can we as young as parents tonight get a hold of the fact that our children are given to us to fulfill something, to do something, something that all the families and all the kids out on that football field tonight aren't going to be doing? Unless they get saved, they can get trust that they'll have that opportunity. But the young people in this room, God has given an amazing opportunity to know the truth and to be able to share that message with others. And as we are parents, are you going to be ashamed of that message and say, "No, son, I don't want you to do that. I want you to do something else with your life"? Or are you going to be encouraging them to do the greatest thing that they could do with their lives? And that's to give it to the Lord's work. It's just a simple challenge tonight. But God needs young people. He needs parents who will get on board with his vision and why he has given them children. He needs parents, even in this room, to say, "You know what? I'm going to aim my children for the Lord's work." And if for whatever reason God shuts doors, he can shut it. But you know what? If you aim him for it, he's likely to be using them. And four churches in Los Angeles, millions and millions of people in that city who have never even heard a clear gospel presentation. And we have young people here tonight who know the gospel, and yet maybe you're not even aiming for that. And maybe you as parents, you have some other vision, some other plan for your children, but not the Lord's work. And I trust this will be a challenge to you tonight to if you're a parent, that you'll aim your children, begin to aim them, get in a place where the Spirit of God is moving, put them in places, sacrifice to put them in places where the Spirit's moving so that they can hear the call of God. And then as parents, keep that vision, guard it, protect it, so that the deceiver, the accuser, Satan doesn't come along and steal that vision away from your children. Maybe you're a young person here tonight like I am, and God has shown you maybe what He wants you to do with your life. Guard your heart, because He still, even if you're in college, He can rob your heart and take away the plan and the vision that He's given you. Let's pray. Lord, I thank You for the Word of God and this truth here about, I thank You for the life of Zacharias and how he was in a place where the Spirit of God was working, and he got a vision for his son and kept it before him. And Lord, all that was accomplished through John the Baptist. And Lord, we have many families in this room tonight, Lord, who You have great plans for these young people's lives. And so, Lord, I pray that You'd help parents especially tonight to understand that their children have a purpose on this earth, that they would get a burden and a passion and a drive to see their children do the Lord's work and do what He wants with their lives, whatever that may be. So, Lord, we look forward to one day in eternity, countless people who will be there because of young people in this church and parents in this church who got a vision for their kids and decided to sell out to the most important thing in life and got a vision for their life in their kids. Lord, we trust by Your Spirit that You will do this in the people of this church. In Jesus' name, amen.